in the community now, brought to you by ATB Financial. Do you know someone whose quiet hard work makes hockey happen in your community? Nominate them for ATB Home Ice Hero Award at atb.com/homeice. Our next guest makes soccer happen in our communities. Pleased to welcome now the head coach of FC Edmonton, our old friend Colin Miller. Colin, welcome back to the program. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me back on the show, Mark.
No, thanks for taking some time. How's your guys' blankets question, but how's your guys' offseason gone so far? Are you happy with the work that you've been able to put in?
Yes, I think it's probably been our best offseason by a country mile, to be honest with you. We've recruited 6 new players, possibly 7. There's one in the mix at the moment. But it's been very productive. We knew we had to upgrade a bit from last season. We just missed out on the playoffs, as you know, quite narrowly last year. And we put our attention to bringing in an extra front player, a central midfield player, 2 defenders, another goalkeeper, of course, and maybe one more other. So we've been very busy, the staff. We feel we've recruited players that were at a different level from the lads that were here last season. So I think it's a very, very exciting group of players.
I want to ask you about some of the players you added. You added a player by the name of Adam Eckersley to your roster. Why were you so eager to add Eckersley to your group?
Well, in all the time I've been at FC Edmonton, we haven't had a recognized left back. There have been players that have come in and done a good job for us and been consistent, but we haven't had a natural left fullback. And Adam Eckersley, you know, fits the bill perfectly for what I'm after. I'm after an experienced defender that knows the position, has played at a very good league and a very good level, and he's done that consistently. And I watched him a number of times, particularly when he played in Scotland for a club called Heart of Midlothian. And, he was very aggressive, you shall not pass attitude, and he's naturally left-footed, which gives good balance to the team, and he's experienced and he's a natural leader. I'm looking for those attributes this season from Adam, but I'm very excited because it adds great balance and competition to our team.
Colin, when you go out and add a player, do you look at his passport or do you just look at the best player from any corner of this planet to try to improve your team?
Well, we have to look at the passport, Mark, in some regards, because we're only allowed 7 foreign players in our league. You're allowed to sign an American green card holder or landed immigrant, I believe, can also add as a domestic player. So if the player doesn't fit into one of those categories, he's considered a foreigner. So we're only allowed 7 foreign players. So yes, in a way, that passport becomes very important.
We're joined by head coach of FC Edmonton, Colin Miller. Another player you guys added was a player by the name of Nick Ledgerwood. He's a local player. Getting some Canadian talent to your team, what do you expect Nick to add to your team?
Yes, we always want to continue to add to the Canadian content of the group because it's important. It's really important, I think, to give Canadian players a chance, Mark. Some clubs sign or pay lip service to giving Canadian lads a chance, but I'm definitely of the opinion that the guys need to have somewhere to try and play the level that we're at the moment. And the Eddies do a good job of that, I feel. And Nick Ledgerwood is a player that I worked with before when I was the assistant coach of the men's national team. And then, of course, the interim head coach of the men's national team. And Nick's a local guy, which I think, is fantastic for someone to hopefully finish his playing career in many years from now, has to be added with his local club is great. And what it does, it brings our local academy players, of course, they will see a player in Nick Ledgerwood who's had 12 years in Europe playing and is now coming back and he wants to add something to the community. So he will be working with, some clubs that are make themselves available to Nick and Nick make themselves available to him. He can make an extra couple of bucks, I'm sure, on the side, but he's a great professional. I really have enjoyed working with Nick over the years. And he'll add that physical presence, that terrific professional attitude that we always seek to get from our players. So he's another strong signing for the Eddies.
Colin, you have 3 players who are currently at a Canadian Soccer National Camp. What do you expect those 3 players to learn at the camp, and what do you expect them to bring back to your group when the regular season starts?
Well, Nick's just coming off a bit of an injury at the moment. So Nick Ledgerwood, he's fully 100% fit, and he wasn't involved in the last camp, Mark. So he's now involved in this one. So I'm hoping from Nick's point of view that he can get himself, into a starting position with the national team again. because, of course, it looks good not only for FC Edmonton, but it also looks good for the league as well. With regards to Milan Roberts, Milan is a very talented young centre-back, and this will be his second time that he's been at a national team get-together. So we're looking for him to become even a wee bit more established and recognised at that level, and it gives him a good test to see how far away or how close he could be to that level. So he's one for the future, I believe, of the Canadian national team program. And Tyson Fargo, this is his first attempt at this level of the game. And I have to say that, I worked hard trying to get Tyson to get looked at by the national team program because, they get inundated with requests and coaches and so on and so forth. And I really went to the wall here for Tyson because I have very, very high hopes for this young man that one day he could become, much more entrenched in the national team program. It's his first camp. I'm not expecting miracles, but what I am looking at is for him to have made a very, very positive first impression and be asked to future camps that, maybe not World Cup qualifier camps at this moment in time, but you just never know. But it's another player that's a local guy, a Canadian guy, lad from Winnipeg, looking to try to get himself established and make a name for himself. So this could be a great opportunity for Tyson. So it's a great advertisement for the club and, of course, the NASL.
We're joined by Colin Miller, head coach of FC Edmonton. Coach, the spring season is just a few months right around the corner. How much tabs do you keep on your players during the off season?
Yeah, we like to. They've all been sent a fitness program and a workout program, and certain standards have to be met, so on and so forth. And our trainers and the strength and conditioning guys at U of A, Dr. Michael Cook is spearheading this program. And so I'm expecting the players to come in fit. Unfortunately, there's been a three-month break, Mark, from the end of our last game to us getting started on Monday for the medicals. So in my opinion, that's way too long. But we can't do much about it. It is what it is. So I'm a wee bit concerned that the guys will come in, they'll have worked hard in their off-season, but, it's not going to be like it was last year, where it was only 5 or 6 weeks. This year, it's a wee bit more than that. So I'm really hoping that we can hit the ground running and not have too many injuries during this preseason, because we're going to have to do a lot of work to try to get the guys fit and ready for the start of the preseason.
Colin, this is your fifth year with FC, correct?
No, this is me going into my fourth season.
Fourth year, okay. How has, in your four seasons with FC Edmonton, how have you seen the fan base and the entire town kind of get behind him? If you look at just the attendance numbers, they seem to grow every single year, and it seems like you guys are starting to get more of a rabid fan base with every single game.
Yeah, we work hard, myself and the staff and the players, they're out in the community all the time trying to get the brand awareness out there. And we're not the Oilers, we don't want to compete against the Oilers or the Eskimos, but we believe that there is a market for professional soccer in Edmonton. I genuinely believe, when I do some speaking engagements now and I ask people in the audience, how many of you have been to a game, and maybe out of 60, 70 people, there's a fairly good show of hands. And then I ask the question, Mark, how many have actually heard of FC Edmonton? And it's now 99% of the people putting their hands up. So that speaks volumes for, the support that we're getting from the media as well. And we'd love to get more support, of course. But it shows you the work that we're doing. We're a successful club because we've helped to develop Canadian players. But we're in the community and we're very competitive week in and week out. And we've got a very, very solid ownership in Tom and Dave Fath. They've just been absolutely phenomenal. And they keep supporting the club. And you're right, their attendance has grown. They have grown, I should say. And we're looking to get as many sellouts as we can this season down at Clark Park. And I think with the squad of players that we have, plus the new teams coming into the league this year, we've got two new franchises starting in the spring season and one coming in the fall season. The league is growing. The league is more stable. And I, long-winded answer here, Mark, but I actually think that there had been so many clubs in the past that had failed after year one or even 6 months, whatever it was, in Edmonton. Now the Eddies are going into their sixth season in the NASL, and I now believe that people think, FC Edmonton are here, and let's go and support them. I actually think they were almost waiting to see whether the club would fail some fans, because they didn't want to say, well, we've been let down before, but now we haven't been let down. The club is stable. We're in a very good league, and we've got a very, very competitive team. So hopefully that fan base continues to grow.
Colin, last one for you. You mentioned you guys narrowly missed the playoffs last season. You look to improve upon that record this season. How important is it for your team to get off to a good start in that spring portion of the schedule?
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Mark. You've done a wee bit of research and recognised that we've traditionally been very poor starters in the spring season. And, you know, there's a number of factors that I don't want to continue to make excuses, but that's one of the reasons why the team is going to Scotland for pre-season training. For pre-season training games. It's a much more aggressive market back in Scotland. I should know there. I played there for 15 years. And it's a cultural change for the players as well. They're going to an environment there where football, professional soccer is king. You know, they won't be able to see how certain teams and certain sports are doing because nobody really cares about it, in all honesty, in many ways. So taking the team to the UK is going to be massive. We've got three games in Scotland, and we'll play Newcastle United under-21s from the English Premier League. So that exposure that our guys will get, I'm hoping, will be enough to kick us on in the spring season and make a very positive start, because really that's what's cost us the last couple of seasons.
Colin, I appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your off-season. Enjoy your trip, and we'll chat with you as the regular season approaches.
Yeah, I'm back in town in Edmonton on Friday, and I can't wait to get started.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, Coach.
Thanks, Mark. Bye-bye.
Colin Miller, head coach of FC Edmonton.